It's that time of the show where we cross to the 4CA newsroom and have a quick chat to Tony Thompson. Tony, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing today?
Very good. Well, it feels like every time that I speak to you, it's just another massive week of news. It's just relentless.
It is, particularly with what's happening with COVID at the moment. It's just enormous what's going on there just week after week. So,
we'll talk about that first, I guess. We've been very lucky here in Cairns that we've been relatively free for a very long time, but a little bit of a scare this week.
Yeah, well, Queensland Health have issued a health alert for two Cairns flights after a young Townsville woman tested positive to COVID-19. Passengers who shared the flights with the woman are now being told to monitor their health. Health officials are yet to determine if she was infected in Queensland or Victoria, which is quite interesting. But samples of the virus found last week in Townsville sewage are going to be compared with swabs taken from the woman who travelled from Townsville to Cairns on October 3 and from Cairns to Brisbane on October 6. We've got a full list of all the places that she went on the 4CA website.
Well, I noted that Queensland Health said there's a relatively low risk of any potential spread here in Cairns, but absolutely they have to jump all over it just in case.
Exactly. I've had the COVID test and it came up negative, so all good. So
I've had the COVID test twice, Tony.
Have you?
Twice.
Oh, wow.
It's not the most pleasant of experiences, I must say.
No, it's actually probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had, but there you go.
I was very lucky. The nurse that I had said to me as I was about to get the swab in the nose, they said, "Do you like wasabi?" And I said, "I love wasabi." And they said, "It's like having a massive scoop of wasabi. You get that rush at the back of your nose and up into your brain. You get a bit of a teary eye, but it goes away very quickly." So I thought that was a great description. That prepared me very well.
Exactly. And, you know, a day or so late after watching Netflix, you get your results back. So it's all good.
And they're all negative, as I was as well. Now, again, COVID, this is a really interesting story where we know that for a long time, 6 or 7 months now, people, of course, had deferred a lot of those repayments to the big banks. But a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here.
Yeah, well, more signs Australia is recovering from the pandemic. Nearly half of people who diverted their home loans have now restarted repaying them again. 500,000 mortgages were paused in June, and Banking Association boss Anna Bligh says 122,000 of them have started chipping away at the mortgage again, which is a great sign that our economy is beginning to recover, which is great news. And people are also not losing their homes and that sort of stuff, which is a great sign as well.
Well, I think the banks obviously have had a bit of a rough trot over the last few years. They've copped it from all quarters, in some cases justified the Royal Commission and whatnot. But I think during COVID, I think we do have to give some kudos to the big four banks. I think they've worked very well with government and their customers to try and avoid, as you said, people losing their homes. So I think that's been that's good work from the big banks on that front. Again, let's end on a positive note, as we have over the last couple of weeks in our wrap-up with you, Tony. This is a lovely story. It's a great story. Tell us about this one.
I want to drive out and check this out, but a Far North local is making headlines after he carved out the message, "G'day world," from Oz in his sunflower field. Frederick James decided he'd send a message of hope to the world during these unprecedented times. Apparently planted 40,000 sunflowers over 10 days. He had a bit of help, though, from a number of farmhands. But the interesting part about it, according to reports, he doesn't consider himself a farmer, as it was his first planting. So he did an absolutely terrific job. I don't know about you. I'm sure if I'd planted 40,000 sunflowers, I'd still be waiting for them to grow.
Or not grow at all, in my case.
Exactly.
I think would be. And the photos of that, there's some aerial shots. Obviously, a drone has been sent up, and some great photos of that planting, "G'day World," from Oz. So, yeah, fantastic effort. And we need those little bits of light, I think, in amongst all of the craziness happening. Tony Thompson in the 4CA newsroom. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.